a playlist original.
Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we watch the pilot episode of TV shows to answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is Meetu.
And my name is BJ.
And this week we're watching the listener-recommended Loki on Disney Plus.
So stay tuned to find out if this is a variant Meetu or the sacred timeline Meetu.
Okay, actually don't stay tuned because I absolutely hate any and all discussion of time, which means I am thrilled to talk about this pilot episode. So Beach, let us know what happened.
Sure, so this is the latest Marvel streaming series on Disney Plus, and we're actually looking at Loki from the Avengers Endgame movie. So it is a little spoiler if you haven't seen that. There is a version of Loki while the Avengers were time traveling who took the Tesseract and went poof. But it turns out him leaving that location went against the sacred timeline that the Time Variance Authority is protecting. So they take him into custody because Loki is now a variant who is putting the universe at risk of having a multiversal war. And we actually see him learn more about this very bureaucratic institution and how there are timekeepers who are keeping things in check. And in this series, we have Loki continuing to be played by Tom Hiddleston. We also meet Hunter B-15, played by Wunmi Misaku, who's the one who brings in the variant Loki. And then Mobius M. Mobius, an agent who is played by Owen Wilson, who is interested in working with Loki.
Yeah, I think he's interested in giving Loki value or the feeling of being valued by giving him a job, which, sure.
We all want to have a purpose.
And in his case, he's asking Loki to just start clocking into the TVA to help with some other potential variants that are also threats to the timeline.
Yes, we learn that Loki is not the only variant who is putting the timeline at risk. This very large organization is based all around stopping these variants and resetting different nexus points in the timeline.
People are also nexus characters, right?
Yes, we learn about one in another series, and that's all we'll say.
That's true. We are trying to keep this as spoiler-free as possible, so sorry y'all for the light Endgame spoilers, but it's been a long time. Y'all should have watched it if you are tuning into Loki.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that movie, the premise of this show would be confusing.
And if you have, yet aren't so familiar with Marvel, and for some reason can't hold information about Marvel in your head, the beginning of this show might be confusing for you too. But the good thing is, even if you're not Marvel Hive, it was fairly easy to follow once we got through the premise and BJ explained some of it to me, so maybe he can call you and do the same. Because then it just focuses on the show itself. That's what it seems like all of these Marvel shows have done, is that you should have some information going in, but then otherwise you're really in the universe of the show.
The head of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, has said in interviews, all of these Disney Plus series are going to be rather self-contained stories. Mm-hmm. So you would need the movies to know who the characters are, but you don't need that much background information to follow the stories of the shows.
So as someone who is a member of Marvel Hive, how did you feel about Loki and learning with him about his potential insignificance in the span of the universe or just time broadly?
Well, listeners, Meetu introduced in the beginning that she doesn't like stories about time travel.
Nope.
And while we were watching this, we were discussing how the show has a very sad and depressing message if you spend too much time thinking about how time works. The Time Variance Authority basically says there is a sacred timeline set by the timekeepers, and everything that will happen is already set. You have no free will. You are just following along. And then the off chance that you do break away from the path, you'll get erased.
I mean, this is a deep philosophical conversation that I don't think we need to do on the pilot pod. I actually didn't mind the message in the sense that it's quite nice to think even on your worst day, your steps are ordered. So it's okay if you have an off day because ultimately you'll end up where you end up. Uh-huh. But for Loki, being someone who is a god, is desperately attempting to capture a throne and be the god of Earth and Asgard and space, and learning that each of those things is actually a speck in comparison to time. And he finds that out when he tries to escape within the Time Variance Authority jail where they put him because he's a variant. He finds a bunch of little artifacts, we'll say. He sees through those artifacts how insignificant he is because he fought so hard to try to acquire those as a god on Earth. And that's when he realized, in the same way that Lil Wayne says, what's a goon to a goblin? What's a god to a Time Variant Authority member?
Yeah, it puts it in perspective for him and us that a god in the Marvel movies is like a speck of dust to the TVA.
I thought that was an interesting storytelling device and helped with containing the story, because if we are going into this show thinking everything that y'all are doing on that little blue marble is cute or whatever, and we know that you think it's very important, but in reality it's not that important, then it helps to put that in the back of your mind as you watch Loki navigate this new world with the TVA and with his developing relationship with Mobius M. Mobius, who I suspect is just Mobius, Mobius, Mobius.
We'll have to wait to find out.
What if it's like Matt?
But we do see that Loki still has some usefulness. Mobius is very interested in talking to him. And he is able to play some tricks on Hunter B-15 and Mobius to escape temporarily. Really, he could have done that longer. He eventually stops because he loses interest in running away from them. So he has some skills, some power that they can't fully contain, which is, I guess, a sense of hope in his life now.
It is a demonstration of his power and his wily mischievousness that he even ends up at the Time Variant Authority. Mm-hmm. If all of your steps are ordered, and he was supposed to end up in this place at the end of Endgame that the movie watchers are familiar with, then it is a huge blip in the timeline that he jumps out of it with that Tesseract.
He makes a big change, so big that the TVA has to come in and interfere and handle it. So he's important in the timeline.
I would say, though, that in this pilot episode, the reason we're focusing on Loki and how he feels about being in the timeline and outside of the timeline is because that's really all that happened. I don't think we saw much adventure. We didn't see a lot of different storylines short of different timelines. Mm-hmm. In reality, we just saw Loki learning about the TVA and then watching some film of his life with Mobius and Mobius and reflecting on some of his choices and then learning that there are potential other variants out there. But otherwise, there just wasn't much story. And I think that's smart because it would have been too much. It almost felt like too much just trying to understand time as they're presenting it in this show.
They are introducing a lot of new concepts with the TVA that haven't been in any other Marvel Cinematic Universe stories. So they walked us through it with some nice animated videos, with some clear conversations between characters to really set up what they're all about. But you did bring up the future plots that they're hinting at. There are other variants, and we see some of these hunters and agents investigating these events, and they don't really understand what the goal is. So where do you see that potential plot point going?
I see Loki doing what he's done in a lot of the movies. So seemingly turning good, helping them track down these variants. But I think toward the end of the series, he's still the god of mischief. So we're still going to get a moment where he could truly go good, if you will.
Okay.
And then he'll instead figure out how to Tesseract himself or whatever to a different timeline where he has the opportunity to gain more power and avoid some of the things that he experienced in the Endgame timeline.
So you think he still wants to be king of something, maybe king of his own timeline, and he's just going to cooperate long enough to gain their trust and steal their power.
And I think he'll genuinely enjoy it. Like in the movies, for example, he seems to, when he does go good, enjoy time with Thor or any of the other Avengers when he gets along with them. Mm-hmm. And he seems to actually enjoy saving people or whatever, but it doesn't seem to be the only thing. And ultimately, on some level, I assume if you're the god of mischief, there is a level at which you can't control the fact that you got to get up into some mess. It's just who you are. It's what you're deigned to do.
There's a limit to how much good he can do in a day before he has to get up to a little mischief.
Exactly. If I showed you film tape of your life, what era would you want to show me?
When I was a cute little kid.
Oh, yeah. You were a really cute kid. Y'all, email us at askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com if you want baby pictures of BJ. He was adorable.
I doubt I will share them, but you can still send that request. What era would you show people?
Oh, I don't know. How about you and I could watch one of the first times we hung out?
On that bus going to an event?
Yeah. We could see the beginning. Ooh, we could watch tape of our developing friendship.
Of us playing Uno?
That's true. We did play a lot of Uno in college. Maybe we don't need that tape because I don't remember if I cheated or not.
What?
Okay. So with Loki.
You're a little Loki, apparently.
What do you predict coming from Loki?
I predict he will cooperate, but I think he's going to be skeptical. And I feel like, and maybe this is just what I want him to do, mm-hmm. he will try and get more information about the timekeepers. So we learn there are these three very powerful beings who are the ones dictating the sacred timeline. And I'm sure he doesn't like the fact that they are deciding his fate. So maybe he'll want to get more involved with them, talk to them, interact with them, see how this sacred timeline is decided.
That is an interesting point because he learns that his aspirations that he considered to be huge of being king of Earth and then Asgard and then space are actually insignificant. So I wonder if he will use this opportunity to get closer to the Time Lords or figure those things out. Mm-hmm. To gain some power there on a scale that he had previously not considered. This also just makes me think of Doctor Who.
Oh, there's another time traveling series, which we reviewed. Check out our episode.
I think I used the term Time Lord, which I believe comes from Doctor Who.
You're mixing up your fandoms.
I'm mixing up my nerd shows. I'm sorry, y'all, but I do watch Doctor Who.
It would be interesting if Loki tried to take down the TVA, but when you watch the show, listener, it was a huge organization. Like, this office building looked like a city.
It's also funny that even in the wildest imaginations of Marvel writers and the Marvel universe of all of these different things that could happen, and beyond the universe of time itself as a concept, it was still an office building. Just a huge, huge office building and office park.
Yeah, they're still printing paper, signing documents.
Yes.
All that same bureaucracy. But what was odd, this is, I guess, digging into the nitty-gritty of Loki. Mm-hmm. We learned that everyone in the TVA was created by these timekeepers. Why were they normal-looking humans from, like, Earth and not some higher dimensional being?
Do you think that they look like that to Loki?
Oh, to make him, like, feel more comfortable or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or just because he can't comprehend something else?
Yes. Like, if you were whatever alien or other potential time variant, would everyone look like people of your species? To bring up Doctor Who again, no matter what language you speak in the TARDIS, everyone is speaking whatever you speak. So in our case, as Doctor Who viewers, we just watch them speak English.
With a British accent.
Yes.
Interesting. We do learn that the agents can speak whatever language they need to. So maybe they are adapting to whoever they're working with.
And it's not just languages of Earth. They said we speak languages of every timeline.
That's true. I don't know what that means, but sure.
All right, Beach. Well, do you want to end up learning what that means and watch more episodes of Loki on Disney Plus?
I think anyone who knows me by now knows that I commit to all things MCU. Loki is a fun, mischievous character, so I already knew I was going to watch this. I was a little frustrated that I waited several days to watch this okay. so we could have a fresh review together. I'm not blaming you.
It feels like you're blaming me, and it feels like you're blaming the listeners.
I'm blaming you, the listeners, the podcast, Loki. It's everyone but me.
Okay.
Who's to blame? Just kidding, listeners. I would never blame you. So I would watch again, seriously. I think it's going to be a fun ride. And I like that compared to like Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which just finished. It's not as action-oriented so far. We're going to get a lot more philosophical discussions and cool new concepts. Are you going to keep watching?
I will watch again, seriously, too. For Falcon and Winter Soldier, I thought that it was a bit too grounded in Earth. And with Loki, it feels like fun escapism. Not that I didn't like Falcon and Winter Soldier, but this one speaks to me more in that I get to not even be within a universe I conceive of. I get to be tap dancing through time. Though, y'all, I will say that time travel as a plot device does annoy me because it feels like an out a lot of writers take. And a lot of times they don't take the time to clean up their timelines. But hopefully we'll see some good follow through here, especially because it's Marvel. They have the money to spot check all that continuity.
We'll see. I feel like we still had a lot of questions after Avengers Endgame with their time travel rules.
I think we've already told you this before, listeners, but truly, BJ, my partner, and I came home and drew diagrams to try to understand how time worked at the end of Endgame. So hopefully we'll avoid diagrams in Loki.
Yeah, I don't have the patience for that again.
No, I'm a different person now. It doesn't work anymore. I'm not going to sit and draw it. I would just accept it and move on.
Well, if you want to see some other shows that don't force us to either draw diagrams or just accept the story as it's told, you can listen to these reviews on our website at thepilotpodcast.com, and you can follow us on your favorite podcast platform.
You can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at thepilotpod, and you can send thoughts, feelings, recommendations for shows you'd like us to review, and requests for BJ's baby photos to askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.